The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And I'm not making any endorsements in the Senate race. I'm like you. I'm trying to get acquainted with the candidates, find out where they stand, who would best represent us, who would best represent our values. But I will say this, because we are a Christian station, and because I am pretty well known as a very conservative Christian talk show host, a lot of politicians don't want to come on my program. They don't want to be associated with Christian radio. I cannot tell you how many times I have had to beg, plead, and cajole a political candidate to come on the program. So, Bob, why would you do that? Because I want you to have the opportunity to hear them. That's why. I want you to have access to a Christian talk show host asking questions about the things that are important to us, like the abortion issue. But I won't go into detail or start naming names. But on the other hand, there are politicians who desperately want to connect with you, my audience. J.D. Vance approached me. I didn't approach him. Now, I'm going to be reaching out to some of the other candidates between now and the primary so that you can have the opportunity to hear where they are, their positions, and so forth. But so far, and again, I'm not making an endorsement. I'm just informing you. Of the candidates, J.D. Vance is the only one that has actually requested to talk to me, but more importantly, to talk to you. And I think that says something. I do. So I appreciate his time. I do. And the other Republican candidates, and again, there is this battle. I'm more pro-Trump than you are. No. I am more pro-Trump than you are. No, you're not. That's so silly. It really doesn't matter to me who is more pro-Trump. I want to know what they believe. I want to know what they stand for. I want to know why they're running for office. How pro-Trump they are means almost nothing to me. Maybe it means a lot to you. It doesn't mean a whole lot to me. But that's what you're going to hear. And J.D. Vance did say some pretty unkind things about Donald Trump before the presidential election. Not the last election, Trump's first presidential election. As did I. I have said this repeatedly. Out of the 16 or 17 candidates during that primary season, Donald Trump was the absolute bottom of the list for me. I mean, he was last, a distant last. And I was wrong. I was very, very pleasantly surprised by his administration and his accomplishments. So that doesn't bother me at all that J.D. Vance was critical of Donald Trump. So was I. And by the way, a lot of that criticism was justified back then. Okay, top of the hour, Lord willing, we will have Costi Hinn, Benny Hinn's nephew. And he's got a brand new book out that is really good. And I'll tell you about it, and we'll talk to Costi Hinn at the top of the hour. Good news. I have been trying to keep you updated on a movement that is beginning to sweep across America. It's still very small, but it's growing. And it's a movement of parents actually finding out what their children are being taught in public schools. Can you imagine anything that radical? Yeah. Parents are actually beginning to wake up and say, wait a minute, wait a minute. These are my kids. I want to know what they're being taught. And as parents are finding out what they're being taught, what their children are being taught, they're not happy. They are not happy, and they're beginning to speak up. It's happening here in Columbus. It happened in Worthington last night. It's happening in other school districts around Central Ohio, where parents are beginning to actually stand up and speak out. Good! There is supposed to be a reason why they are called public school. Well, I told you about Fairfax County Schools in Virginia, and they've had all kinds of controversy about the pronoun thing, and they fired a teacher, blah, 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 blah. That teacher won the court case. And about a week ago, a mother spoke up in the Fairfax County School Board meeting, and she began reading excerpts from books that were in the public school libraries. And it's obscene, porn, so forth. And I think it was either in Texas or it was either in Virginia. She's reading these things. And one of the school board members said, you can't do that. Don't stop reading. She said, why? And the answer from the school board member was, there are children in the room. Well, that's why those books shouldn't be in the library where the children are. But anyway, to give you an update, headline, school system pulls two books with graphic sex from libraries. A Northern Virginia school system said it is removing two books from school libraries. And I'm not even going to get into the detail. Stacy Langton, a parent in the Fairfax County school system, questioned the school board at a public meeting. Oh, it was just last Thursday, about the book's availability in school libraries. At the time, the school board said, well, you know, we believe in freedom of speech, and, you know, but, well, we will look into it. Well, then she continued reading and then asked, is this what you want the kids to have access to? Well, it worked. And today, the Fairfax County School Board announced they are pulling some of those sexually graphic books from their library. God bless Stacy Langton, a parent who began educating herself on what her children were being taught. May her tribe increase. Then this. Let me just read the headline for you. Religious groups and churches that hosted Boy Scout troops may be liable in sex abuse suits. I've reported to you, it's been all over the news, that the Boy Scouts of America has reached a tentative agreement with 65,000 victims of sexual abuse. 65,000. The settlement right now is in the hundreds of millions. It could reach $1 billion as the Boy Scouts declare bankruptcy. What is coming out today, however, is that the Bank Rumpsey agreement will probably not provide protection for individual churches that hosted Boy Scout troops. So in other words, it's possible, probably not probable, if your church hosted a Boy Scout troop, this agreement that will basically protect the Boy Scouts because of the bankruptcy will probably not protect your local church or other religious groups if someone brings an accusation of sexual abuse in that particular troop. So there is hope that this deal that the Boy Scouts of America reached would provide legal protection from individual for individual troops and churches and so forth. Evidently, that is not the case. And there are attorneys salivating over that decision, trying to find individuals who believe they were abused by a Boy Scout leader in a local church. Yeah, I fear this is going to unleash a large series of lawsuits.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
This is just so over the top. We have politicians in America, I'm sure on both sides of the aisle, not just Democrats, I'm sure Republicans as well, that are just drunk, intoxicated with power. And what is the ultimate in power? To become like God. Wasn't that the original temptation in the Garden of Eden? The serpent said to Eve, hey, you eat that fruit, you can become like God. Well, Governor Kathy Hochul, the first female governor of New York, she succeeded Governor Cuomo after he resigned in disgrace. She was speaking this past Sunday at an evangelical, non-denominational mega church in New York. And she basically preached the sermon. I have no idea what her faith background is, but she basically preached the sermon. Now, my first question is, what in the world is wrong with this church? But anyway, she said, we are not through this pandemic. And then she went on to say, the vaccine is from God himself. And she was speaking as if she were the mouthpiece for God. You don't believe me? I have the audio. I want you to listen. This is from this past Sunday, Governor Kathy Hochul of New York. Here it is.
I prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers, he made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love? But to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live. I want our kids to be safe when they're in schools. I want you to be safe when you go to a doctor's office or to a hospital and are treated by somebody. You don't want to get the virus from them. You're already sick or you wouldn't be there. We have to solve this, my friends. I need every one of you. I need you to let them know that this is how we can fight this pandemic, come back to normal, and then start talking about the real issues that we have to. Fighting systemic racial injustice, which exists today. And if there's a denier, I will take you on any date because I've seen it. I know it exists. And we are not going to have a blind eye to this ever again.
Wow. Wow. She speaks with godly authority. This is from God. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And then she shows her necklace. I am vaxxed. This is becoming like a cult. I mean, it really is. And then she says to people who have not received the vaccine, and I quote, you just heard her, but here's the quote. They aren't listening to God and what God wants. What? If you've not gotten the vaccine, according to the governor of New York, you are not listening to God. You are disobeying God. And then she said, and you know who they are. I keep saying this. The liberal left is doing everything they can to divide us. Again, quoting, those who have not received the vaccine aren't listening to God and what God wants. And then she said, you heard it, and again I quote, I need you to be my apostles. Can you imagine that kind of arrogance? I know what God wants you to do. I am here to tell you. I am the mouthpiece of God. And God wants you to get vaccinated. What unbelievable arrogance. And then I need you to be my apostles. And you know what shocks me the most? This is supposed to be an evangelical, non-denominational megachurch. They didn't boo her off the stage. They applauded her. What? They applauded her. I am just amazed. Governor Kathy Hochul preaching this sermon yesterday at the Christian Cultural Center in New York. I mean, wait. What do you say? Wow. All right, when we come back, Lord willing, we will be talking with Costi Hinn. Stay tuned.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.